This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The US military has reportedly captured a chemical weapons expert who once worked for Saddam Hussein but now belongs to the militant Islamic State group. The man, identified as Sliman Dawood al-Afari, was apparently taken prisoner in a raid conducted by special forces a month ago. With more details, here's Alan Johnston.
The US recently increased its capacity to carry out special forces operations in Iraq, and it seems the commandos managed to take prisoner a man called Sliman Dawood al-Afari. He's said to be a veteran of Saddam Hussein's chemical weapons program, and under interrogation he's reportedly revealed how the Islamic State group was able to acquire mustard gas agent and load it into artillery shells. There's been a series of reports of the militants using the substance on the front lines.
A federal court in New York has found a U.S. Air Force veteran guilty of trying to join the Islamic State group in Syria. Tyrod Pugh, who converted to Islam, had flown to Turkey weeks after he was sacked from his job as a mechanic in Egypt. He was arrested at Istanbul Airport. Dozens of jihadi videos were found in his possession and a draft letter to his wife in which he pledged to defend IS. South Korean military sources say North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast into the sea. The missiles flew about 500 kilometers and hit waters northeast of the port city of Wonsan. Here's Steve Evans.
The launch of the missiles follows a similar launch last week, just after the UN tightened sanctions on North Korea. Yesterday, Kim Jong-un, the country's leader, said his military had succeeded in making a nuclear bomb small enough to put on a missile. There is some scepticism by outside experts about such claims, but there's no doubt that North Korea is developing both nuclear weapons and the rockets to deliver them.
The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has arrived in Washington at the start of the first state visit to the White House by a Canadian leader in nearly 20 years. Barbara Plett-Usher is in Washington.
Justin Trudeau had pledged during the election campaign to reset relations with Canada's most important ally. They'd been strained under the previous Conservative government. And within weeks of his victory, President Obama issued an invitation. He sees in the young leader someone who shares his politics and priorities, especially on issues like the environment. The two are expected to discuss ideas for curbing climate change. Also, ways to expand what is the world's largest trade relationship, and especially Canada's steps towards ratifying a trade agreement signed by 12 Pacific Rim countries last month.
Prosecutors in Brazil are filing charges against the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, for money laundering and failing to declare his assets. He denies any wrongdoing and says the charges are politically motivated. The accusations are part of a major corruption investigation at the state oil company Petrobras. World News from the BBC. The car manufacturer Volkswagen says its top executive in the US, Michael Horn, is stepping down with immediate effect. No reason was given for his departure, which comes 6 months after the emissions scandal broke. Here's Michelle Fleury.
Michael Horn, the head of VW's operations in the United States, is leaving after more than two decades with the company. In a statement, the German carmaker said Mr. Horn was leaving to pursue other opportunities effective immediately. No doubt there will be speculation as to why he's leaving now. From the early days, Mr. Horn was instrumental in dealing with the company's response to its emissions scandal. He was the one sent to apologize to US lawmakers last October, telling them, "This company has to bloody learn."
The Chilean general who led an army death squad in the aftermath of the 1973 military coup has died, aged 94. General Sergio Arias Stark was the commander of the infamous Caravan of Death, responsible for the deaths of at least 75 opponents of General Pinochet's military government. New estimates show that the number of African rhinos killed by poachers has increased for the sixth year in a row. Over 1,300 rhinos were killed for their horns last year. Craig Bruce from the Zoological Society of London said poachers are always one step ahead.
They understand the intelligence concept, they're incredibly well armed, they're incredibly well funded, so we're really dealing with a very more sophisticated criminal element than we were ever before.
The White House has ruled out a meeting between President Barack Obama and the aging leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, during the U.S. President's historic trip to Havana later this month. In a Reuters interview, President Obama's Deputy National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes, said Mr. Obama would be meeting Cuban dissidents after completing official events with President Raul Castro. Mr. Rhodes said he did not anticipate obstacles being created to prevent them from meeting Mr. Obama. BBC News.